This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. In Sunday's Super Bowl, it's the Pittsburgh Steelers with their storied football legacy against the Seattle Seahawks, a team that has never been to the Super Bowl. Seattle has the NFL's most valuable player, Sean Alexander, and a Pro Bowl quarterback, Matt Hasselbeck. The team had a better record than Pittsburgh, and yet the Steelers are favored to win. From Seattle, NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports on a team that can't get respect.
Winning big in professional sports is not something that happens very often here. Seattle teams haven't won a major professional title since the Sonics brought home the NBA trophy in 1979. Sure, the Mariners baseball team had a shot at it in the mid-90s, but they lost before they even got to the World Series. As for the Seahawks, fan Knut Berger, who happens to be the editor of the Seattle Weekly, says the football team has a long history of disappointing.
There's the sense in which the Seahawks for years have been sort of snake bit. When you look at their winning percentage in some of the recent years, they haven't been that bad. They've gotten to the playoffs, but they always find a way to lose, and often very creative ways to lose. It got to the point where in any close game with the Seahawks, you just knew in your heart of hearts that the story had to end up with this amazing loss.
So when the Seahawks beat the Washington Redskins in the first round of the playoffs and annihilated the Carolina Panthers in the conference championship game, even some diehard fans seemed, well, stunned, says KJR Sports Radio talk show host Mike Gastineau.
We did an all-night post-game show. We did an all-night pre-game show and then an all-night post-game show. We had people calling the all-night post-game show saying, I don't want to go to bed because I'm afraid I'll wake up and this never happened.
I think we all feel like we're blazing the trails here.
I caught up with veteran fullback Max Strong in the team locker room last week.
Most of us haven't even smelled a Super Bowl, let alone be in one. So this is definitely a historic moment. And the guys in this room, we have no clue, including myself, what this would mean to us, you know, years down the road. You know, it won't be till after we're all done, be like, wow, we had the opportunity to play in the biggest game of the year.
People outside the Northwest often talk about how nice Seattleites are, how polite the fans are. But anyone who is in the stadium for the last few games knows that the thundering crowd, the so-called 12th man, played a role in helping the team go undefeated at home. Here's the final moment of the championship game, courtesy of Seahawks Broadcasting.
1-14. And now just listen to these fans.
They deserve it, Steve. They have been with this team all season long, and they are reveling in it right now.
While the noise boosted the team, many Seahawks and fans believe the team has gotten a bit of the silent treatment from the rest of the country. Jim Zorn, the team's quarterback coach and the Seahawks' very first quarterback back in 1976, puts it this way.
Every single game we've been in, we've been pretty much overlooked from a media standpoint. They get it wrong because they don't come out here and truly spend the time it takes and do the due diligence and see what's going on and see the kind of players. For gosh sakes, we got six offensive players going to the Pro Bowl.
And thousands of Seattle fans going to the Super Bowl. Among them, Holly Sorensen. She and Carolyn Crichton were among those stocking up on Seahawks gear at the team store.
We've got a glow necklace and a flashing pin, clings for the car windows.
Hats to wear because I'm going to the Super Bowl. I am so excited. I can hardly wait.
There's optimism in the air here that the team named after a bird that doesn't even exist will finally win it all and bring home the Super Bowl trophy. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News, Seattle.